Coldplay Hymn for the Weekend. We're quite far off. Excuse me. We are quite far off of the weekend, as I'm sure you'll know. It is only Tuesday, but hey, tuning into Life and Style, Radio Life and Style, 88FM, is sure to make the week pass a little bit faster. I promise to help you along your way. You can tune in every day from 10 to 12 weekdays, and today is no different. In fact, today is a special day. It is a conversation that I have been waiting for a long time to have. Kerry, thank you so much for coming out and joining me on air today. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners. It's so fun to be here. Thanks for having me.
I have to have a little bit of a laugh and join the listeners, maybe join in on the little laugh. Kerry travelled up this morning from Durban North, and she said to me she unfortunately got stuck because she didn't know that the M4 was closed.
I know, moment of shame. My little bubble in Durban North. Live in this little 10k radius, but it's very fun to be in sunny Ballito.
You and I both, and I think so many listeners can agree with that. I mean, unless you have a reason to leave the bubble, we've become so acclimatized, can I say, or so used to having all of our modern conveniences around us. What reason do we need to leave? Well, my reason is coming to see you on a Tuesday every other week in your practice in Durban North, which is a kinesiology practice.
So this is one of the most frequently asked questions when we are socializing, and my husband actually sometimes says when people ask what I do, he almost like sighs because he knows that it's a long answer. And basically, there's two different concepts to kinesiology. Mm-hmm. The first is muscle monitoring. So we use a muscle to access the subconscious. So what I'll do is start off with some counseling, and then usually work with the client, like why they there, what kind of things they'd like to look at, what kind of things they'd like to change. And then I use the muscle to access sort of subconscious fears, emotions, belief systems. Basically, I can actually test around anything. We can test around dietary stresses, environmental stresses. Sometimes clients come in with specific things. And then the other part of kinesiology is that we do body work to help bring the body back into balance. For me, that's mostly acupressure points and different breathing techniques, things like that.
And when you say balance, in my last session with you, I think I kind of found like a little therapy nugget, you know. Balance in itself is not static, like the word itself. It's a homeostasis, and homeostasis as a process itself, it's something that is ever changing, it's ever evolving, it's something we're always trying to come back to. So it's not that you can arrive today in balance and know that in 6 weeks' time, you're still going to be in that place, because there's so many different contributing factors to living this human experience. So when you say balance, what is balance?
That's a really good question. So, yeah, my belief system is that we actually have to know polarity in order to know balance. So we have to know what it's like to be cold to appreciate feeling warm. We have to know what it's like to sleep well to appreciate feeling well, as opposed to feeling tired or stressed. Mm-hmm. So there, like you said, there's this kind of constant, I almost think of it as a pendulum swing, but we just want to minimize the time spent in uncomfortable spaces. That would be my approach. And I think that, yeah, part of life is just this constant flow and finding balance within the flow. So definitely, like what you're saying, people will come and leave and feel like they've, you know, they'll be like, okay, you know, that's me, I'm on my way now,
feeling good.
Life will happen, whether it's in years or months or whatnot. Something happens, and then we get a different challenge, a different curveball thrown our way. So it just gives us other things to look at and understand and contextualize.
I find the work absolutely fascinating, and I've been coming to you for a year and 2 or 3 months now. Therapy is something that I've always known about, and I think especially in 2022, it's a more widely spoken about topic than ever before. And we're coming into a stage where we're also finding alternative therapies. You know, it's not your general or your traditional, may I say, psychologist or psychology kind of setting, and some people are leaning into alternative therapies because maybe a combination of the two is where they are finding it works for them. Does kinesiology fit into the alternative therapy space? What is it? Where does it come from?
So that's another great question. I like to use the word for myself as a complementary therapist, because I do a lot of work with with allopathic doctors, with psychologists. So I just see it as an add-on.
Okay.
And I get lots of referrals from GPs around things that basically you would battle to deal with medically, perhaps. So
right.
Things like insomnia, anxiety, which I'm sure you know is quite rough. Things like depression, but also just people looking at finding purpose, understanding their family dynamics, understanding what's causing stress to them, things like that.
And you use, as mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, something called the Enneagram, especially as far as guiding people as to who they are, a little bit of a deeper understanding of their personality type and how that personality type actually functions, whether it's in social settings, whether it's with your colleagues at work, and there's as opposed to other profiling systems that you may have come across in maybe a job application where you are classified either an A, B, or C type, or a blue, green, or yellow type. It's similar, but it's different. What is the Enneagram?
So the Enneagram, I absolutely love it. Like you said, it's all about, it looks at us in a dynamic way. Mm-hmm. So the thing that first drew me to the Enneagram is that we have a whole variation in our levels of health. So we have 9 different levels of health that we all have and that we fluctuate in, sometimes even daily.
Okay.
And I think that's such a cool concept, because even simply if you wake up and you feel great and rested, you're a different version of yourself to if you've had a terrible night's sleep and a fight with your partner and your kids are driving you nuts. Then you're a different version of yourself, maybe not such a healthy, shiny, happy version of yourself. So what the Enneagram does is it allows us to understand a whole array of personality characteristics mm-hmm. that apply to ourselves. And the other fascinating thing with the Enneagram is that it gives us different pathways. So it gives us a pathway that we need to lean into, depending on your core personality type, to become a better version of yourself. And it highlights another pathway that you would tend to go down under stress.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the work around the Enneagram has also got to do with awareness. So we work with what we call a red flag level.
Okay.
And that's basically, it's again different depending on your core personality type, but it would be your unique individual flag as to you slipping in your levels of health.
Right. Okay. I think I would really like to dive into this a little bit more. We are going to take a short musical break, and then, of course, there's something special waiting for people on the 30th of July. If you are sitting to this and you're going, I would really like to know some more, then please stay tuned, because the conversation is far from over. You're on Radio Life and Style. My name's Leah G, and I'll be taking you through your Tuesday morning. Santana featuring Steven Tyler saying, "Just Feel Better." That's quite appropriate given the conversation that we're having today. I am joined in studio by kinesiologist Kerry van Haestien. And yeah, we all want to feel better. We all want to show up as our best selves day after day. And sometimes that's possible. Sometimes we slip down into our lower levels of health. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, this is the conversation for you to join. You are in the exactly right place. Picking up from the Enneagram, Kerry, let's chat levels. You were saying that there are different levels, 9 different levels for each personality type, but anybody who's listening to this that wants a little bit more of a real example, how can we understand this?
So, Leah, this is such an interesting thing, and I often use myself and my husband, who's very used to being a guinea pig, as an example.
Lucky him.
So the different personality types are divided into different triads in our body, so kind of like areas that we would function from. So are you a head personality type? Are you a heart personality mm-hmm. type? Or are you sort of a gut, or what we would call an instinctual personality type? And those personality types themselves have different core motivators, core fears, and how understanding that really helps you understand people under stress. So mm-hmm. one can apply it to, obviously, to yourself firstly, but when you get familiar with the system, you can look at it in relation to your partner, to work colleagues, to your team, to children. And so what's interesting is that different people show stress differently depending on their core personality type.
Okay.
So, for instance, there is a personality type that's very invested in doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So being a good person, they're very moral, they've got strong ethics, they've got strong values. They're often in positions of leadership, but it's a leadership through sort of service and wanting to make a difference and make right. things right. So that personality type under stress can become very rigid.
Okay.
And they come across as very judgmental because they get attached to this kind of concept of right. So mm-hmm. like, but this is the right way of doing something. And why can't my colleague see that? And why can't my partner see that? And what's wrong with my kids? I've told them 100 times how to do something right. And they don't realize that they're getting rigid and that they're getting stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually the red flag for that personality type is okay. recognizing that you have fallen into a rigid, judgmental space.
Okay.
Whereas, for instance, you and I would be in the same heart triad, so we are very sort of emotionally centered people, very focused on emotional connection. And the stress type that we would go through would be more along the lines of feeling perhaps for myself, especially the personality type that wants to give and help, gets very resentful
okay.
Under stress. So very passive aggressive. I am the queen of passive aggressive. I'll just put that out there. And lots of deep sighing, slamming cupboard doors. That's how I roll. Yeah, proud moment. And that but that passive aggressive kind of resentment is often linked to not having your own needs met.
Right.
And that's the red flag for my personality type. Yours would be sort of a similar version of it because, again, it's the same center, but it would look slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
It might, for the kind of creative, it might look like feeling unloved or okay. feeling unappreciated.
Not seen.
That's so helpful because it doesn't matter what physical stuff is going on. If you're in your low levels of health, you're going to feel those things.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter that I'm married to the most amazing man. When I'm in that unhealthy space, I feel that resentment and that feeling that my needs aren't being met.
Yeah.
It's not in relation to my kids or it's just in relation to me, really.
That's your reality. That's your lived yeah. experience. And I mean, what we have also learned from therapy and just conversations around therapy these days, we are not our feelings. We are feeling our feelings, but we are not our feelings. And how do we go back to the core of who we are? Now, I think there are so many people who have been left with loads of questions over here. And you are presenting an opportunity to have these questions answered. You are presenting a workshop on the 30th of July, and you still have some spaces available.
Yes, that's right. So myself and my business partner, Jane Brown, run a full-day workshop on this. So we do it in Durban North, in central Durban North. And the idea is that you come for the day, you don't have to think about anything, you don't have to think about your tea, your coffee, your lunch, your children. So you unplug for the day and you get a whole bunch of knowledge in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at each personality type. We look at how they integrate and disintegrate into different types. We understand the whole system. And then we spend the afternoon also doing a bit of kind of interactive work.
Okay.
Sometimes when people hear that interactive work, they feel like they're going to be put on the spot to share deep and meaningful things. It's absolutely not the case. It's fun. It's lighthearted. It's actually just for the delegates to be able to recognize the different personality types, how right. we sort of look and feel.
And putting it into practice, because
absolutely.
This knowledge is wonderful. And yeah, you can go around labeling people all day, but that's not where the magic happens. The magic
absolutely.
Is understanding yourself and then understanding how to best interact with the world around you, whether that is with your colleagues, whether that is with your husband, and even your kids. We're talking about how this Enneagram type can help you understand different children and how different children also need different parenting styles.
Absolutely. And Jane and myself this year have developed a workshop for parents, and we're super excited. It's our first year doing it. And basically, we both parents, and different children need different things depending on their different personality type. And I only realized a year or two ago with my daughter, who is 12, that under stress, she would spiral into this extreme self-doubt, which
okay.
then came about in a sort of an anxious felt anxious, but lots and lots of self-doubt. And that is, in fact, linked to one of the personality types. And when she was in the space of like, Mom, I'm not sure if there really is a math test tomorrow or if I wrote down the wrong page number, I would kind of jump into my personality type, which is the fixer. And I would be like, right, it's fine. I'll just dip into my mom network and I'll sort this problem out. And that, ironically, is actually not what she needs.
Yeah.
She needs to drop out of her head. That personality type is a head type. Lots of thinking, lots of analyzing, and then kind of the spiral with self-doubt. So drop out of your head, into your heart, and trust your gut. So so it's changed my parenting style with her. And it's fascinating. I deal with lots of kids just to see how you can't really diagnose or classify perhaps for certain until they are teens, but you can definitely see the energy coming through.
I love that, Kerry. I think there is such incredible stuff to be explored here, and I hope that anybody listening to this who has had some questions have some answered by now. And if they would like to join you on Saturday, 30th of July, it's a workshop that runs from 8:30 to 4 p.m. in Durban North. Can you give us a little bit more details, price, where can they subscribe, or how can they sign up?
Oh, perfect. So it's $9.50 for the day, and that includes your lunch, all your teas and coffees, and a very comprehensive manual.
Nice.
So you'll get a full manual with each personality type, and the characteristics of it, their fears, their motivations, and the integrated and disintegrated swings.
Okay.
So you get all of that to take home with you, because it's a lot of information for one day. So you'll definitely need to reflect. What was the second part of that question?
How can they sign
up? Oh, yes. So my website is www.emberconnect.co.za. So you can pop onto that and drop me an email or a phone call, and we'll send you on the forms with the banking details.
Kerry, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for the incredible work that you do and continue doing. I will see you soon, because that's something that I have come to know and love. And just,
awesome.
Yeah, thank you for sharing what you have lived through your experience with the world, making the world a better place one consult at a time.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for your time, Leah.
You are on Radio Life and Style, wrapping up the conversation right now. Head back to the music, but you've never really missed a conversation, have you? Download the Radio Life and Style app and connect with this one. It's on the podcast section. Kerry van Heestien, kinesiology is what you're looking for. And yeah, I'll just continue taking you through your morning, all the excitement, but still, news on the hour, every hour, and 8 minutes to your next news bulletin. You are on Radio Life and Style.